Well, it's been more than 30 years since Yucca Mountain in Nevada was picked as the nation's nuclear waste site. The state of Nevada has been fighting the project ever since, and under the Obama administration, the plan was scrapped. But fast forward to the Trump White House, and the long-running debate about storing nuclear waste in Yucca Mountain is back on the table. Noah Glick from member station KUNR reports.
Pahrump, Nevada is one of the closest towns to Yucca Mountain, which sits in Nye County, one of the poorest areas in Nevada.
Good morning. Hey. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Marilyn Davis moved here 18 years ago.
There's a lot of history. There's a lot of good things that happened here.
Like many people in this small town of 36,000, Davis supports opening the waste site.
It will never have houses. There will never be people living there. Why not use it and do something useful with the property?
Davis runs the town's museum and historical society, and the history of Yucca Mountain is the central exhibit.
And this is just the overall picture of what's actually Yucca Mountain.
If you're wondering, Yucca Mountain is an actual mountain. The idea is that holes and tunnels would be drilled into it to hold high-level spent nuclear fuel sent from sites around the country. But there's no waste in Yucca Mountain today. The repository was defunded under the Obama administration. Down the road from the museum, Megan Thomas manages a local hardware store. She wants to see the waste site come, too.
Anything that would help our economy would be great. This town needs some fresh blood and some new businesses.
Thomas grew up in Pahrump and was a teenager when the project was defunded. That means much of the roughly 90,000 metric tons of the nation's nuclear waste continues to be stored where it's produced, on-site in large pools at nuclear power plants. But the Trump administration says it makes sense to have a central repository. And there's renewed congressional interest in that idea. The U.S. House Appropriations Committee recently debated the issue. Idaho Republican Mike Simpson wants to get the project up and running.
It is time to stop the needless delays in this process. 48 out of 53 of us on this committee have nuclear waste in our states.
But not everyone in Nevada wants that waste. The Western Shoshone Nation says the land is sacred and should not be poisoned. And Nevada Democratic Senator Jackie Rosen has several concerns.
It's hard to imagine that shipping over 5,000 truck casks of high-level nuclear waste over a span of 50 years won't result in at least one radiological release.
Plus, she says Yucca Mountain is next to the nation's largest Air Force live munitions testing area.
So does it really make sense to transport and store our nation's nuclear waste right next to a military bombing range?
There's also an elephant in the room, trust, or lack of it. Abby Johnson works with neighboring Eureka County.
With above and underground nuclear weapons testing, people in Nevada had already experienced being lied to by the federal government and had their families poisoned by fallout from the atomic bombs.
Some Nevadans are willing to trust the government again. Daryl Lacey is the director of the Yucca Mountain Project in Nye County. He says the site offers a chance to get federal dollars for key services.
Transportation issues are something we talk a lot about, improved highways. But let the federal government pay for it as part of the Yucca Mountain Project.
As for transporting spent nuclear fuel, that happens safely all the time, he says. He's more worried about the current patchwork of nuclear waste storage across the nation.
There's 15 or so shut down nuclear power plants today that have waste sitting on concrete pads behind a chain link fence with a couple of rent-a-cops.
We've been dealt a hand.
That's Nye County Commissioner Leo Blundo.
And now you have to make the best out of it. You got to turn lemons into lemonade.
Blundo says Nevada could adopt a similar idea to Alaska's Permanent Fund, which pays Alaska residents regular dividends from oil revenues. For Nevadans, it would be nuclear waste dividends. Overall, he calls the project an opportunity.
We could have post-secondary education. UNLV, School of Nuclear Engineering, Nuclear Physics, and Nuclear Reprocessing, okay? So we could take it all a step further. I want to be reprocessing this material as fast as it's coming in, reprocessing and getting it out of Nevada.
In a tight vote, the U.S. House Appropriations Committee decided against refunding the Yucca Mountain Project. But the Senate is still considering it, and both sides say the fight isn't over yet. For Here and Now, I'm Noah Glick.